federal agencies are required under federal law and the Energy Policy Act of 2005 to consume 5% in fiscal year 2012, 5% of their energy consumption as renewable energy. And then that number goes up in FY 2013 to 7.5%. So that is one of their goals that they're required to meet that's tracked by OMB in a scorecard. Also, Executive Order 13514 requires agencies to meet greenhouse gas reduction goals. And I believe those are also tracked in the OMB scorecard. This renewable energy certificate solicitation that FEMP supports for Western to execute is part of a larger program that Western has called Renewable Resources for Federal Agencies. And this program helps the federal government do its part to use renewable energy, which drives down energy costs, reduces the environmental impacts, and helps diversify the nation's energy portfolio.
And so, Mr. Mannion, you're actually in charge of preparing the solicitation, which I understand is based on what's called renewable energy credits. You want to explain how those work and how an agency can get on board?
Sure. A renewable energy credit is a way for industry, individuals, and the federal agencies to support renewable energy in this country. And so we do an annual solicitation. We kicked it off with a 1.5-hour webinar. We had about 40 federal agencies from across the country participate. Basically, a federal agency would sign a statement of interest, and in that statement of interest, it's a non-binding document that the federal agency describes what they're interested in supporting. So they may be interested in supporting solar project or solar energy out of the state of Arizona, and they would put that in their statement of intent, and they would state how many megawatt hours they're willing to support, or a dollar amount, and any other specifics that they have. And we consolidate these statement of interest and produce a single request for proposal, and that usually happens in the June timeframe. And then we go through internally at Western a RFP review process, and we identify which vendors are going to be able to meet the specifications in the statement of intent. And then we execute interagency agreements with those federal agencies, and then we also execute contracts with the REC suppliers. Some agencies just want to buy RECs for 1 year. Other agencies are interested in buying RECs for up to 10 years. And our contracts with the REC suppliers will mirror those requirements in the interagency agreements.
So it sounds like as an agency, you can specify pretty precisely what flavor of renewable energy you're after, as opposed to just putting in for so many megawatts of something that falls under the banner of green energy.
Absolutely. And that happens. Last year, we had six federal agencies participating in our program, and we ended up with six renewable energy certificate suppliers because the specifications of each of the agencies were different, and that poses a challenge to a single renewable energy credit supplier meet, you know, the diversified needs of all the agencies that are out there. As an example, if you're a federal agency in the Upper Great Plains region, you may be more apt to support local wind power than you would to support a solar project in Arizona. But if you were a federal agency in Arizona, you may be more apt to support a solar project than you would be in Arizona than a wind project in the Upper Great Plains region.
We've already talked about complying with OMB mandates, et cetera. I mean, what other sorts of benefits will an agency get by taking part in this kind of solicitation rather than just going and buying their green energy out in the open market?
Probably most importantly about this specific reg aggregation is that Western does all of the work. Western has a wealth of experience and expertise in these types of solicitations, and they do all the heavy lifting in securing the RECs. They develop the RFP, they release the RFP, they conduct the qualified review of responses, negotiate the contract, monitor that contract for performance, and they enforce the terms and conditions of the REC supplier contracts. The agency simply just signs a statement of intent, which I'd like to point out is due no later than April 20th. Subsequent to that, the agency would sign an interagency agreement with Western. Also, notably, FEMP provides funding to Western, which helps reduce the cost to the federal agencies for participation. Western just charges a nominal annual contract administration fee. Additionally, through the power of aggregation, having several agencies come together to aggregate their demand can help reduce the cost of the RECs that might otherwise be purchased on an individual basis. Ease of reporting, Western Area Power Administration provides record keeping of purchases, ownership, and key REC information, such as location, generator type, and output. And this information is important to federal agencies for reporting purposes. Lastly, Western is very familiar with the federal requirements and subtleties and complexities involved in meeting the renewable energy and greenhouse gas goals. They're familiar with different vintage issues and other requirements and can help the agency make the best choice for their purchase.
Can you tell us anything then about how many agencies have signed on in the past and sort of general characteristics of those agencies?
We've been doing this since 2002, and we've helped approximately 35 federal agency sites, and those sites have included EPA, the Air Force, Department of Army, national labs such as the National Renewable Energy Lab, several Department of Energy sites, the Forest Service, and a few others. We've facilitated the procurement of approximately 3,912 gigawatt hours of renewable energy credits. Now, that number probably doesn't mean a lot to your listeners, but one way to look at that would be 133 utility-scale wind turbines generating energy for 10 continuous years. That would be the approximate amount of renewable energy certificates produced. Another way to look at that from a greenhouse gas perspective, 3,912 gigawatt hours of renewable energy credits equates to avoiding annual greenhouse gas emissions from over 528,000 passenger vehicles. And based on some analysis that's been done recently this last year, our efforts have saved other federal agencies thousands of dollars over what they have been paying for RECs from other sources.